This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the DJV Health Program on the air for another hour. This time it's with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices cardiology down in Florida. His clinic is called Lake Cardiology, thus indicating that he is a cardiologist, but not just a cardiologist, not just any cardiologist. He's my cardiologist, and he also effectively helps thousands of people every year in his clinic, has been for a long time, won lots of awards from the American Heart Association, a facilitator in lots of group conversations, and certainly available for telemedicine, as well as for direct connection in his office. All you have to do, I give you this number every once in a while, you can write it down, 352-735-1400 to find Dr. Ken and to benefit from his bedside manner, his knowledge, the research that he does. That's a lot of what we talk about here every week when we get together. Ken looking through all the journals of medicine to apply the information that's in there to our everyday lives and to how the info affects us. So we have for the last 2 years started, sometimes been stuck on COVID for the whole program. We always start with good intentions whether we can get beyond COVID today. It looks like a lot of people are because the mask mandates are coming down right and left, and maybe that's considered a good thing. I think it's a good thing because I don't like mandates, but I think using your head is better. Education is better. So let's educate ourselves as to what COVID, that is the disease, Ken, triggers in people with regard to your specialty, heart mechanisms, strokes. Now, what is the latest research? What's the finding here?
Well, there's a study out this week in Nature Medicine, very important medical journal, that shows that clearly COVID-19, if you thought it was just like the flu, boy, it's not. This is not to be dramatic, to be objective, but this is a troubling study. And this looked a year after people who had had the original variant. This is in people who were sick from about March of 2020 to January of 2021. And then they followed all comers. You didn't have to have risk factors for heart disease. You didn't have to have any other chronic ailments. It didn't matter what your age was. It didn't matter whether you had a mild, a moderate, or a severe infection of the original COVID, the original strain. But here's the results. Don't shoot the messenger. This is very troubling results. I don't know how to present it any other way. But COVID-19 survivors 1 year later, Doug, had a 63% higher risk of heart attack, 69% higher risk for problematic irregular heart rhythms they're describing, a 52% higher risk of stroke, 72% higher risk of heart failure, and a nearly three times higher risk of a potentially fatal blood clot in the lung. This is compared to people who did not have the original strain of COVID-19. And this just tells us that this is not just an illness that you get and you're over it. This, for many who have this illness, are going to be dealing with this lifelong. It's just not going to go away. Their risk of cardiovascular disease jumps up a whopping high amount, and they're going to have these issues for the rest of their life. This is a very troubling report.
If you've had a vaccine, you've had their routine, and you still get COVID, is it going to have as much of a disabling effect on you as if you hadn't had the shots?
That's a very good question, because let's just unpack this, because this study affects a group that essentially were not vaccinated. Remember, this was a study of people who got infection in March of 2020 to January of 2021. And most people, the doctors and health care. Like myself, we were vaccinated initially with the first shot in December of 2020. So this group of people, probably almost everyone in this study, had not been vaccinated. And the answer to your question, nobody knows. If they tell you they know it, they're blowing smoke in your face. So that needs to be studied. It will be studied, but no one knows the and what, you know, what we know about predicting COVID-19 is that it's really hard, and anyone who tries to has been wrong. So this has been an amazingly unpredictable illness, and those who have tried to predict and get out their crystal ball have been famously wrong, and I think people are being a lot more cautious in trying to answer the questions that like you just asked, because anyone who tries to predict has been proven terribly wrong.
All right. So under the circumstances, though, we all pretty much know and admit that it's on the decline. The Omicron is on the decline. Basically, the problem, you've been saying that by springtime we ought to be back into some sort of normalcy. And normalcy means that it's going to be around. It's here. And so whether it's addressed in a flu shot that you get, your annual flu shot has something that will deal with this.
You're presenting the hopeful scenario, which we hope. And yes, the numbers are looking more favorably. Definitely what's most encouraging, and we're experiencing this here in Florida and in most places around the country, is the daily case reports are dramatically going down, and that's very encouraging. It results, and we're going to start seeing shortly a decline in death rates. The death rate is still incredibly troublingly high, still on the daily death rate. If you look at it, it's still in the high level as it's been.
I don't trust the numbers at all. I think that you and I have talked about this, and I don't want to belabor it, how the government paying a $2,000 COVID deaths inflated the numbers in almost every hospital. I mean, that's pretty much...
We're talking about currently right now.
Oh, okay.
Right now, the numbers are still too high. I mean, they are coming down, but they're still troublingly high. The most encouraging thing is the new case reports are significantly down, and hopefully they will continue to fall, and then we'll see the deaths go down. And the problem is that the Omicron is less severe of an illness, but it's so much more widespread. So you still had from Omicron a huge bump in the death rate, which is coming down, but it's still troublingly high.
But they didn't die from Omicron; they died from the Delta and the pushing. That's what I've read anyway, and I think that's what you said.
Omicron has killed, unfortunately, a lot of people. It's just less deadly, but it's so much more contagious. So the number of people is so much more whoppingly high.
But I don't think this helps anybody, because all it does, we go back and forth with numbers.
Let me finish. The good news is that the daily case reports are dramatically dropping, and people are just so tired and fed up with this that yes, you're not going to be able to maintain a mask mandate very long, and you can see what's going on in Canada here, that people need to get back to their lives, and hopefully will. And we need to learn how to live with this. And you know, if you want masking from mandates needs to become an elective. You know, if you want to wear one, you should. If you don't, you know,
I'm done.
I think the government realizes that they're not going to, there's just so much they can push. People are just tired of this, and I hear it all day, and I don't blame them. And there is a lot of COVID fatigue. But the other aspect that you're saying that, you know, that this, we're going to be done with this, I hope that that is correct. I unfortunately heard a very one of the most prominent virus experts in the world from England talk this past week. He published a paper in Nature this week showing that Omicron actually is a variant from the original strain, which would prove that that maybe this isn't the final strain that's going.
Well, we don't know, and I don't want to stir people up. I think that we've just
I'm not stirring people up. I'm reporting facts that came out this week in Nature. So this stirred me up because I really had thought that Omicron was a brand new strain, unrelated to the original. To the original strain, and that's why it gave me so much optimism that we're going to finally be done with this in terms of a pandemic and more of a livable endemic.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DGV Health. Doug Steffen with a reminder about a way to good health by keeping your weight in an optimum number, at the optimum number. What is it for you? You can look up. The body mass index tables are available. You can look. You know, you don't have to go look it up. You know when you're overweight, and you know that you're not healthy when you're overweight. And most of you, if you're cognitive at all and reasonable, say, well, let's find out what I can do to get my health back again, to lose the weight, and most importantly, to keep it off. That's the situation that you find using Calitrin. It's much easier. This is a natural weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. It's all natural, and it's been around for 25 years. These people, the doctor and the nurses that put the formula together, so successful, helped hundreds, millions of people around the country and around the world, and it's so simple to get and to use. Calitrin is available by going to their website, toploss.com, and in this circumstance, we have the ability to help people singularly or in groups, because you can buy three and get six, a month's supply, help other people out, and get the stuff, I mean, work together. I think that's how this is helping so many people. They're all working together. So get to toploss.com, buy Calitrin when you're checking out, use the DJV code, you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get whatever the best deal is at the moment. Unlimited supplies now of Calitrin, yours by checking out at toploss.com.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Back with Dr. Kent Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Back and Ken and I are talking about the frustration. He can hear it in my voice, and I hear it in his. The reality of this thing going on and on, and us. What you know? What frustrates me more than anything else? And this isn't scientific. It just has to do with the philosophical side of it, and how many people have. The drug companies and how they've had a bonanza with this government to a certain extent and controlling people in their lives, and the Chinese laughing all the way to the bank by screwing up not only what's going on in our country, but the entire world. They've had an impact like in a way and like no other society. Even you go back to World War II. These people have disrupted the world more than any other society in any other time in the history of the globe. And we continue to kind of roll over to it, in a sense, because we, you know, people keep publishing these things that you say they're the facts, and I'm not going to dispute you because you know more about it than I do. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the focus on it and the drum beats from the news media and the people in China not taking responsibility. I mean, you can see how crooked they are just by what's going on at the Olympics. And yet we're just sitting here, fat, dumb, and happy Americans, not doing, and the rest of the world's not doing anything. People are arguing, well, it wasn't. How do you know it was the Chinese? I mean, you got to be stupid not to figure out what is going on. And we, you know, we have this continuing focus because it's the news and they are the facts. And yet it just is, you hear the frustration of my voice. So I'm not shooting the messenger. I just think, it's life changing, life threatening, and just, it's awful. Period. End of story. All right. So another thing that you found this week was what's happening to older adults with other health problems beside the heart stuff and the stroke stuff you were talking about. What other things does this study show are developing? And is it because they didn't have the vaccine? We're bound back to that's the main question here, Ken. Are you going to be better off, even if you get COVID, having had the vaccine?
Well, again, you're asking questions about the new variant versus the original strains where the reports that we're talking about today. So So the questions that you're asking are going to be answered in 6 to 12 months. But what we know is that people who had the original strain, this is more news that came out this week in the British Medical Journal, that people who had the original strain, and remember, most people who had the original strain, this was before the vaccine came out.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're reporting is that in older people, this is 65 and up in medical literature, they developed a new health, one in three of them a year later developed a new health problem. And this is also concerning. I know you don't want to hear any bad news, but
I want to sort of meter it. But it sounds like it's hopeless. I mean, we're never going to get away from it. Everybody's going to die. I mean, that's basically the thrust of a lot of the research.
This is in people before they got the vaccine, and now we're in a new era where there is a vaccine, and also there are therapeutics that are going to soon have been approved, but try and get them, and that will help also.
Help what? What's it going to help? Help you not have health problems?
It's going to help the severity of the illness, and it'll help
more drugs.
Treat the illness. Initial treatment therapy. We have vaccines. There's right now in trial, just started in the last few weeks for Omicron. Whether we're going to need a vaccine for that, it's still unknown. But there are trials now going on.
Dr. Cannon Dodd continuing for the next half hour. That's around the corner here on
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. This as a Russia invasion of Ukraine could be imminent.
We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also calling it an urgent situation. The White House says President Biden is on the side of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and they've been talking about the ongoing blockade of key bridges and crossings between the United States and Canada. The White House adding that Trudeau promised quick action to enforce laws and restore the open passage of crossing between the two countries. USA Radio News. The black nationalist accused of running over and killing six people during a Christmas parade in Wisconsin is pleading not guilty. Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. Included in those 77 charges are six homicide counts, over 60 counts of reckless endangerment, and other charges. Brooks would spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted of one homicide charge. He'll be in court again on March 11th. NASA is showing off two photos from the new James Webb Space Telescope that launched last Christmas. The photos are indicators that the telescope is operational and set to begin its mission. The initial exercise included the telescope taking more than 1,500 photos, which provided reportedly stunning photos. Webb is meant to see deeper into space and in better detail than any previous telescope. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before at the hour now on the DJV Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going over some of the nitty-gritty details, some of the unpleasant facts, some of the realities that we're dealing with as we go through this, 2.5 years and hopefully coming out to the other end. I tend to be the eternal optimist, and I figure that thoughts are things, so I reject, I guess, in a manner of speaking, the people who keep wanting to drum into us that it's there and it's horrible. What I want to drum into people isn't necessarily medical. It's the reality of dealing with a country that did this on purpose to disrupt the entire world, and we aren't doing anything about it. And I can't, I guess my voice is certainly not loud enough to change that. But I'll be damned if I'm going to be quiet about it either. I've been silenced this week, and I'll tell you this, because this is the cancel culture. I wasn't talking about the Chinese, although I lost an advertiser, Ken. I think I told you that, because I referred to this early on as the Chinese virus, and somebody that ran an advertising agency who was Chinese said I was a racist, and he was canceling all the advertising. That's real cancel culture. And then this past week, thankfully, I added four stations to the program, but one of the older stations decided not to carry me anymore because I had said something about the right to repair and John Deere tractors, and I was talking also about the reality of the substance, what's in Roundup and the other things come from Monsanto, and this station has big advertisers that have John Deere products to sell and have Monsanto products to sell, and they said to the guy who runs the station, if you don't take this guy off, we're canceling our advertising. Okay, what's the guy going to do? He's going to cancel me. He's not going to cancel them. And so we, when it comes to these sorts of things, telling what the truth is digestible if people, enough people believe it. But the problem is today, nobody really knows what the truth is. You can do all of these studies and you can believe it to the nth degree, because you're a scientist and you respect these people. And that's why we have all of the discussion of the journals here. But it still goes over politically a lot of people's heads. I don't believe any of that. And so, you know, here
what,
we are.
What do you believe?
What do I believe about the COVID You mean, I believe what you told me early on that I should get a vaccine. You know, that was a life changer for me because I don't really believe in vaccine after vaccine after vaccine. I got the three shots. I got a flu shot. Never had the flu in my life. But you convinced me, I believed you, that in advising me as your patient to take the vaccine and to get a flu shot was in my best interest. I decided it was not only in my best interest, but it was in the best interest of my family. And I care more about them than I guess I do about myself. Otherwise, if I just would care about myself, I wouldn't have bothered with it. And especially now, when I think about it, you seem to think that, and I can understand your reasoning, that I probably had COVID and didn't even know it. So I'm eager to get the antibody tests to see when I visit with you next month whether I've had it or I haven't had it. Do I have the antibodies? And if that's the case, will I be better off? All these things that we've been talking about today, disabling strokes and health problems, if I have it or anybody else has the ability to ward it off, are we better off and not going to get all of these things?
Well, the blood tests are going to be a little sketchy for you because if you had COVID, you had the original strain early on in March of 2020 because you had an illness that resembled the symptoms that you got in the original strain in March of 2020.
When I was driving across country. Yeah, out of
California.
Yeah,
leaving, you know, when it was really peaking early in California. And you didn't get tested then. And whether you have antibodies from the original strain all this time later is hard to tell because you could or you could not. And then you've been double and triple vaxxed. And so you have antibodies from that. So to untangle all that, and so you have very good resistance. You have not been hospitalized. You're in the age group that is at significant risk of severe COVID, and we've been able to make sure you've not been hospitalized, you haven't had a severe case, you had a mild case. So all things being said, you're doing pretty well. Now, if the reports this morning are troubling you because you may have had it, I could get that, and it is troubling. But you know, we're going to have to be with you even more vigilant about your risk of cardiovascular disease because of this troubling report out this week, just out this week, about people with the original strain are going to have a very significant lifelong risk of getting increased risk of cardiovascular disease.
You know, this senator that had a stroke.
So we'll be even more vigilant than we ever were with you.
Yeah. The senator who had a stroke, could that be COVID-related? This guy who's now, people are talking about him because he can't go to the Senate, and he had a brain, his part of his brain was taken out, I guess, or something. I don't know what is going on with him, but I know he's in bad shape. Could that have been, would that kind of thing be a result of having COVID? Does anybody know?
Well, in his specific case, I don't know enough about his specific case, but what we do know is in the first few days of COVID, you're at a significant increased risk of getting a stroke. And then what we learned just today, long term, a year later, you're at a significant increased risk of having a stroke due to COVID. So COVID does do things to the blood vessels of the body. It causes the blood to more clot and it increases the inflammation. And early on in the disease, the first week of disease, you're at significant increased risk and long term also.
Mm-hmm. All right. Word to the wise, I guess, as we continue through this now, as I've gotten so hopeful that we're going to get through this now, my hopes are being dashed somewhat. Well, I'm still going to keep up the attitude that we're moving. We're trying to solve that problem. Here's another problem that we can solve for you. If you're not sleeping well, you need to take a look at everything in the bedroom that touches your sleep routine. The mattress topper, the pillows, the pillowcases, the sheets, everything that you can get, by the way, from MyPillow to support yourself. We need to have the best rest we can have. This is a tough time for all of us, and we need to have good rest. And if you're not getting good rest, then you need to check out the mattress and the mattress topper and all the other things, the pillows and the sheets and the whole deal, so you can fix that problem. And so if you're looking around for the best product at the best price, you have no further to look than MyPillow. Go to their product catalog, see their complete sleep system on. It's on sale right now. You got a 6 month with the things now that, you know, the mattresses and that sort of thing come with a bigger guarantee. Most of the MyPillow products have a 60-day money-back guarantee. The mattresses and mattress toppers, that sort of thing, you're getting a 6 month money-back guarantee with those. So when you get your MyPillow mattress today, they send a Giza Dream bed sheets and two pillows, all shipped right to your door, and you don't have to pay for the sheets, you don't have to pay for the pillows, you just pay for the mattress. Pretty good deal. And you can save 30% right now using the DJV code on the coil mattresses and the sheets, as I said, come along with it, and the pillows. Check it out. Use the promo code DJV. They'll even give you financing if it helps you. They want you to have their complete sleep system. They want you to sleep better and be healthier. Get it all at MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the promo code DJV for the best pricing.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
For Valentine's Day, jewelry gifts remain the ultimate symbol of what love should be, precious and eternal. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America says that finding the right gift is easier than you think.
For Valentine's Day, all jewelry gifts are appreciated. However, jewelry that has a sweet sentiment, like heart-shaped jewelry, really shines. Colored gemstones are also very popular right now, and with so many beautiful options for earrings, necklaces, rings, or bracelets, gemstone jewelry feels extra personal. For those looking for a foolproof gift, ask your jeweler about diamond earrings and necklaces, as they remain timeless gifts that can be worn with everything.
Any other good tips?
When buying the perfect piece of jewelry, find a reputable jeweler, like those who are members of Jewelers of America. They uphold the highest ethical standards and will help you find the perfect piece for your loved ones and your budget.
For a list of professional jewelers near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken has been a very close personal friend of mine ever since we got together, however many years ago it was. So I listen intently to him, and as he would be happy to tell you, he says to me, don't shoot the messenger, but that doesn't keep me from getting, and everybody else listening, because sometimes you don't know what to believe, because if I listen to Jack Stockwell, who also does a DJV Health Hour, the information is entirely, and he's sincere, and he does research, and so that's what's so, that's probably what's playing with my mind. All right, okay. So what's the good news here?
I understand the frustration. I understand the COVID fatigue. I mean, I have it myself, and I from all of this going on, and from, unfortunately, the politics that has entered medicine, mm-hmm. the use of this to control, you know, I understand all of that and why people reflexively respond when they hear anything more. My advice is do your own, don't be cognitively lazy. Just do your own research and then make a judgment for yourself and your family, what's best for you and your family, and then go.
How about your business?
Go and live your life.
Yeah. All right, there's one more item here, though, in the research from this past week that I'd like you to touch on, and that's to inform people, educate people as to the technology being used for the vaccines and how that is, if you've got liver cancer, liver problems, I wonder if this is for all of our internal organs, how it slows the growth of tumors. How does that happen?
This is an unintended good outcome that's occurred from COVID-19. The technology that's being used by Moderna and Pfizer to make these mRNA vaccines, this is now being used in therapeutics, the same technology that's being used to make these specific vaccines, mRNA technology. There's a report out in Nature Communications this week that this technology has produced substances which slows the tumor growth in liver cancer. So this is a wonderful, unexpected outcome and some real hope for people who have, in the past, untreatable liver cancer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that, do you think, apply to the kidneys and spleen and pancreas?
I think it's going to apply to a lot. I think this technology that Moderna and Pfizer are using is going to be used and tested in a lot of things to make future vaccines, and also to use it to make therapeutics for problems from head to toe, and hopefully they will work. It's a whole new technology, gives us a whole new tool in our toolbox.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I produce this program every week, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country. Also, you can get a summary, in a sense. The podcast on DGV Health with Ken is something that's available every week at DGVHealthShow.com. Some of the recent conversations, discussion about immunity, certainly the Omicron and COVID has been a main part. It's a dramatic conversation. We also talked about a new treatment for plantar fasciitis. Yeah, right. All right, so there's that. We also we dealt with plastic surgery and how much more money people are spending on that in a recent conversation. The study from Johns Hopkins that suggests lockdowns were not very effective, part of our conversation as we go back through a lot of the information that's here. That is at your, we're at your service and on your side here. So check out Dr. Ken, check out the DGV Health podcast, DGVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, I look at the stats and a lot of people listen on Apple. That's good. Help yourself. But no matter what, it's DGVHealthShow.com, which is the originating place to find the podcasts.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-96.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now. It's time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us up to date with answers to some of your questions. Yep, it's questions for Dr. Ken. And let's get started with the over-the-counter pain relievers that we like today. I threw my back out this past week because I slipped on the ice. So I took that bear back and whatever they call it, it's a back thing, and so it relieves the muscle tension because that's what it, you know, that's what they do. That's what causes the problem. The muscles get all tightened up. But now I read that some of these pain relievers could increase the risk to have ringing in your ears. Yes? And why?
Yes. There's a report, Journal of General Internal Medicine this week. You have ringing in your ears. You know, there's a big word for everything in medicine, tinnitus. They report an observation that people who regularly, not like you just once for a short period of time, but people who regularly use over-the-counter pain medicines, and here they were looking mostly at aspirin and Tylenol, and probably the Aleves and Motrins of the world would be in that grouping also. Using them on a regular basis can lead to tinnitus. So if you have ringing in your ears, you may want to talk to your doctors about alternative sources. And also, in general, using these things long-term for pain, encourage your physician to get to the source of the pain. Let the physician help you figure it out and try to treat that as opposed to just treating symptoms.
All right. Next question has to do with eating well. And if you are eating well, or if you're changing, if you're dieting, you're changing your modus operandi, what does it do to your lifespan?
Well, young people in their 20s and 30s, a study out of PLOS Medicine this week, Doug, showed that you can get an extra 10 years of life by converting to a healthy diet. And we know even in people who are elderly, 60, 70, 80, 90, you can get an extra amount of time, maybe not quite a decade if you start earlier, but it's never too late. But this is really an amazing clear benefit of a healthy diet for young folks, an extra decade of life.
Extra decade. All right, so I'm working on that right now. Let's see. will add, but you don't know, what the, you get to a point, okay, am I living on borrowed time? Because the changes that have occurred in what the longevity tables show us would indicate that we aren't living as long in general because of COVID, but also because of what we eat and how we live our lives. Don't exercise, all that stuff. So whether you like to be here, if you're enjoying your family, having a good life, why not get as much as you can out of it and be smart? It doesn't mean you have to, go off the deep end, but you got to be smart. I think that's what Ken is saying. Okay, high blood pressure. You're a cardiologist. Ken's from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. Again, the number to contact him, 352-735-1400 for an appointment. You can discuss a lot of these things with him as he's checking you out. So high blood pressure, what does that also increase the risk for?
There's a meeting of the American Stroke Association this week, Doug, and what they report is years of uncontrolled high blood pressure just increase the risk of mental decline. We all know as we get older, our heads are not working as well as they did when we were younger, and apparently this decline just dramatically occurs quicker and faster for years of lack of good blood pressure control. So it's just another important reason why we all need to know our blood pressure and make sure it's under good control. And the technology out there to follow your blood pressure at home is getting better and better. We have in our office these wrist watches that have been calibrated that your insurers are now understanding that it leads to your benefit, less hospitalizations, less ER presentations. And the insurers are covering these things. It's wonderful to be able to do remote patient monitoring with these devices and talk to doctors about them. Insurance is there covering it where we can actually provide these devices that will follow your blood pressure, your heart rate, your pulse oximetry, all in a little wristwatch, and they're accurate.
And the other side of it is, if in fact you have low blood pressure like I do, does that automatically mean that I'm not at as much risk for mental decline?
Well, you have under good control blood pressure, and that's exactly right. Your cognitive abilities will slow down at a much slower rate and will sustain themselves. And I think that in reality, although you may not have a unanimous vote on that, I think most people would assess it that way.
Yeah, but it's slowing down the slowdown, in other words. All right.
Exactly.
Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJB Health Group.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.